And on the line, we should have Geraldine O'Reilly from the Graphic Studio and Gallery. Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning.
Okay, you're loud and clear. You're talking to our reporter, Barbara Jennings, now.
Hi, Geraldine, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Geraldine is involved in a fantastic exhibition that's going on at the moment in the Graphic Studio Gallery in Dublin City Centre called Fragments, Metaphors and Smithereens with Margot McDulty herself and Mary Jane Morrissey. Geraldine, tell us all about it.
Well, myself and Mary Jean and Margot put in a submission to the Graphic Studio Gallery about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago to exhibit together in the year of the 1916 commemorations, because the three of us are quite interested in Irish history. So we've kind of looked at three aspects of Irish history that we're particularly interested in. So the submission was accepted, and so it opened last Thursday and open to the public on Friday morning, and it runs until the 26th of March.
Absolutely fantastic. I was there myself. Tell us about your own work first of all, Geraldine, because you're all three different styles. These women artists, graphic artists, are three different styles, and by the way, some of them do paint and involve themselves in other art mediums, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, yes, but the Graphic Studio Gallery only shows printmaking. So that's why, you know, all the work is printmaking, but there are many styles of printmaking. Like, for instance, Margot uses photo etching, uses a lot of photography and then develops it into photo etching, which is a particular new form of, you might well say, of printmaking, where a bit like old photography, you expose light-sensitive plates with your image, but then you print it in a kind of traditional way, in the way that, you know, people would be familiar with, say, for printing newspapers and so on.
And, yeah, her work is brilliant. Her work is brilliant. I mean, the chandeliers, and what really captured me, which was really, what really captured me in Mary Jean's work was the proclamation and the crown falling at the end of it in colour. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, Mary Jean is actually from Chicago originally, but she's lived a long time in Toronto, and, you know, is quite a political person. And then, with the name Morrissey, she has an Irish-American background. So she was actually looking at 1916 through the filter of coming from an Irish-American family. So in this exhibition, she was using, chandeliers that fall from the ceiling like a metaphor of, you know, that a fragile sort of brightness that happened in 1916 and then, you know, went into the War of Independence and the Civil War, you know, that sometimes change comes very slowly and it can be very fragile. And then she's done a series on widows where, you know, they look very fashionable, but she's used a veil over their faces as a kind of a construct. You know, she calls them the 1916 widows, you know. So I suppose in the title of the exhibition, Metaphors, hers, that relates to her work in particular.
And you know, of yours, you're very, very special. What are they? Little mini sculptures, like you had a sacred heart in your hand or something.
Yes. Yeah, well, I did a residency in the Irish College in Paris about 2.5 years ago, and I went searching for something, you know, Paris being a city and with lots of museums and lots of repositories of stuff that's been donated there. But I actually was quite surprised because I got very involved in the history of the Irish College, because it's been there for several hundred years. And up in the archives, there's not a lot of stuff, but it was a seminary for most of its history. And it was where Irish priests got educated when they couldn't be educated here in Ireland. And I found these little tiny objects which were handmade, I assume, you know, I don't know, and they weren't able to tell me, but they were little votive objects, like a little sacred heart that you would hold in your hand. So I photographed them, and when I brought them back, and then I was trying to think, well, I was going to make digital prints of them, which would be flat, two-dimensional, but I thought, it was more the sentiment, a mother in Ireland would be thinking of their child in Paris, might not see them for a long time or ever again, and sort of handmade these little objects that they could hold in their hands. So with the advent of 3D printing, I thought, actually, might be better to try and make them in three-dimensional form and recreate the experience I had when I saw them first. And it was a bit of an experiment, but I think they work quite well, you know.
They're absolutely beautiful, folks. Very, very special. And they're made from cement, aren't they?
Well, where I got them made was in Haggerston and Baggot Street, and I was asking the guy there who did the 3D drawing for me that what were they actually made from?
Yeah.
And he said that they were a powdered cement, but, like, I mean, we're talking about incredibly fine. And I believe that, you know, there's another machine in Belfast, and they come out porcelain-like,
oh.
You know, which is another substance. I mean, there's a kind of a plastic version as well, but it doesn't look very nice. It looks like plastic toys. So I was quite anxious that the finish on them and the feel of them would look as close as possible to the originals, which they've managed to do very well.
They have indeed. And you want your folks, you're in the exhibition, you want to touch them, but you're not really allowed, are you?
Well, not really.
Not really. No, but they make you want to, they have that tactile feeling is what I mean, you know?
Yeah, which I was quite surprised because, like, when we were doing them, they hadn't done anything like that before. So, you know, like my heart was in my mouth, in a way, to see how they would turn out. And then I got little steel or aluminium sort of stands for them, which kind of go with frames of the other prints that I made, because they're in grey, and I've used lots of greys and so on in the actual prints. So I think the whole body of work works together quite well, you know. If had I known it was going to work out as well as that, I might have made more. But
well, you will for the next one, maybe, you know.
Well, yes, I definitely think it's something that I will pursue, you know.
Pursue, yeah. And, I mean, an awful lot of... You also combine, which I find interesting, you also combine photo etching with traditional more etching some of your combination pieces.
Yes, yeah.
Can I ask you a question before you go on? You know the really detailed drawings, are they actually etched by you?
Yes, they are, yes. Yeah, they took
the detail on them, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Like some of those, and I mean, I worked in a different way than I've worked before. I've often worked, you know, very direct, but these I made kind of like I'd make a section and then I'd try to combine it with something else and it mightn't work out. You know, a bit like a collage kind of way of working.
Yeah.
There was a lot of trial and error because, in a way, I wasn't 100% sure. Like, sometimes an idea, a finished piece of work, it comes in your head almost complete. But these didn't. They kind of evolved over time. So, I mean, it took me a long time to make them. And there was a lot of stuff that I had to discard. Like, I would... The 2D prints are... Some of them, well, they're based on the patterns of the floors of the Irish College. And there would be three plate etchings, and then you find out actually I'll only use one plate. I'll simplify it down, but like that's months of detailed work. And so the idea behind the floors and those was that I became very conscious of, since the Irish College had been there for hundreds of years, that the great, the good, the forgotten of Ireland had walked those floors before me, and that I was involved in this continuum of history, which kind of related back to earlier work that I did, because many years ago, I did an exhibition on Irish emigration, and I've always been interested in the diaspora and what people get up to when they go somewhere else. So that's kind of where the link in my work has come through. Maybe it mightn't be that obvious to some people, but...
No, it's beautiful work, I have to say. I mean, and Margo McNulty has also exhibited all over Europe and Sweden and Poland, UK,
yeah.
Ireland. Like all of you, you have a European connections as artists with Irish connections and also as Irish artists.
Yeah, because Margo's work relates to her granduncle, who was interred in the Curragh after the War of Independence.
And yeah.
I believe the treatment there was very bad, and he died a year after, and he was quite a young man. But there's a very nice essay that goes with the exhibition that was written by a writer called Nathan O'Donnell, and I think it's, you know, he found a link that Francis Bacon, the painter, had lived quite close to the Curragh, and he referred to, what Margot was actually dealing with, that there was a sort of theatrical brutality connected to that landscape that was the Curragh camp. You know, I think it was a parading ground at one stage, and then it became known as Tin Town, where they interred the prisoners, the IRA prisoners. So that's kind of like, you know, she's kind of unearthing something. It's not actually a very nice memory, if you know what I mean.
No, it's not really, no. But, I mean, the etchings, until you know the story, the actual prints and the actual photo etchings as well of Margot's, they're very beautiful at the same time.
Yeah, they're very beautiful, yes. Yeah, you're like, I mean, you know, if you didn't know the history, and maybe you don't want to know the history, they're still very beautiful pieces, I think, you know.
They're very beautiful pieces to put on your wall, a wall as a landscape, but when you are told the history behind it, you can see more depths and hidden depths within that. But, I mean, there is fantastic, and using that word, there are fantastic depths to fragments, metaphors, and smithereens, and it's well worth a visit, folks, you know, well worth a visit. How long is it? It's on to the 27th, I think.
Yeah, or the 26th of March. And I know that we're going to be giving a series of talks, which haven't actually been announced yet. The dates haven't gone up, but we will be in there. And anybody's welcome to come along. And if they look up the Graphic Studio Gallery website, and that's all this, you know, if they just type that in, it'll come up. It's just www.graphicstudiodublin.com. There'll be notices going up about the talks.
So absolutely fantastic,
Geraldine.
See the
prints and get a little bit more insight into them and how we do them, because I'll bring my plates along, because I know people sometimes don't understand how you make a print, and so I'll bring some of the plates along and show them how it's done and so on, and we can get to see the exhibition as well, which would be great.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, folks, going along to these demonstrations and in the Graphic Studio Gallery in Cope Street is well worth a look if you're interested at all in printmaking. They do absolutely fantastic work. And what's the print studio? It's the same Associated Print Studios, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we have a workshop. Yeah. Like, we were set up as a workshop originally, and then the gallery was set up to
afterwards
promote Irish printmaking.
Yeah.
You know, it's a non-profit making gallery, and that's its purpose. So, although the workshop is on the North Circular Road, down beside Crow Park.
Yeah.
And it's also a magnificent facility, so.
Oh, it's a fantastic facility, totally. Well, folks,
yeah, like sometimes we open it for culture night, you know,
yeah,
and things like that, and we
have
do
a look
workshops
at it
outside, you know.
Absolutely fantastic. Look, Geraldine, thanks very much for coming along and telling us all about it. And folks, don't forget, there's loads of time still. And you know, you can go into town, go into the Graphic Studio Gallery and go for a cup of coffee or a pint afterwards.
Yes.
Make a day
yes,
of it,
the
you know.
The only thing that will cost you anything is the cup of coffee.
Yes, the only cup of coffee. Look, Geraldine, thanks very much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Geraldine O'Reilly talking about a three-woman show called Fragments, Metaphors and Smithereens, and that takes place on the Graphic Studio Gallery, Cope Street, Dublin 2, to the 26th of March. Over to you, John.
Okay, that sounds all sounds very, very interesting, Barbara, once again.
It is. It's fantastic. You know, there are all these amazing exhibitions happening in town, folks, and all over your libraries and everywhere else, right? Go and see them. Go and look. See what you think, you know?
Yes, we'd urge people to go in and
help. I really would try and encourage people to do that, because it doesn't cost a penny and you can have a really nice time. You can incorporate maybe a couple of galleries, you know, at the same time.
Okay, once again, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Very interesting.